On this anniversary of 9/11, I could not help but notice that phrase, the great work that God was doing. That great work that God did with the Egyptians on that day of parting the waters and destroying the army wasn't begun that day. It was begun long before that. Remember the story? Joseph and the coat of many colors, which we translated a little differently these days, but the youngest son who was sold into slavery and ended up becoming a part of Pharaoh's government. And so when the famine came, he was there in Egypt. He welcomed his family and made it possible for them to come there and weather that famine and prosper. Times changed. The people had to deal with the Egyptians oppressing them. And yet still, the Israelites prospered, even in their newfound country of Egypt. They were enslaved by the Egyptians, and still they prospered. Until Pharaoh chose to make war against children, and we know the story of Moses being put into a basket of rushes and floated in the Nile, so that he was found by none other but the Pharaoh's own family and adopted into the family of that very king who was making war against his people, killing the children. And so Moses grows up in the house of the Pharaoh, and yet he turns out to be the one to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. What a fascinating story. A great work that encompasses generations of people. And what happens after the Exodus? Why the people wander for 40 years in the wilderness, but eventually they return to that promised land, which was where Joseph was living when his son was sold into slavery and ended up in Egypt to be the savior of his family, the family that would become the people of Israel, the family that would go and reclaim the promised land, which again in our time has been reclaimed as the nation of Israel. Thousands of years of history in God's great work. We look at those moments like the parting of the sea and the destruction of the army of Egypt as turning points in the history. But those are just the moments that we see in a great work that God is doing in the world. For my parents' generation, the attack on Pearl Harbor was that moment when the world turned. Everything changed for them in that one day. We entered the war in the Pacific in that one moment. Everyone in this country remembered where they were on that December day when Pearl Harbor was attacked. Everyone in my generation remembers where they were and what they were doing on that day when the Twin Towers were attacked, when the World Trade Center had planes flown into it, when the Pentagon had a plane flown into it, when the nation's capital was threatened, and yet the people in that plane rose up and brought the plane down themselves so that it could not be made into a weapon. We celebrate our military warriors with Veterans Day and Memorial Day. But what about the civilians that gave their lives that day and on so many occasions? Whether it be at Pearl Harbor or New York on 9/11 or in other places around the world, people who hadn't intended to go to war and yet were victims of war. Perhaps in our future, September 11th will become a holiday to remember those people as well. the sacrifices that we make for the things that we believe in. The moments in our history when we see God's hand changing the world. It's not always easy. It's not always comfortable. It's often painful. It's often destructive. It's often tough to go through those changes. And yet, I believe that God works in those mysterious ways to turn even the most evil events into opportunities for us to do and be better. That great work destroying the Egyptian army wasn't just the destruction of an army, but was the freeing of a people. That great work in the opening the waters for the Israelites to pass through and then closing the waters on top of the chariots wasn't just the destruction of a powerful, modern, well-armed for the day army, but was the freeing of a people to return to fulfill the promise that God had made to them. The promise of the land of Israel to be their homeland. We want to look at the moment because we live in the moment. We live day to day. We go to sleep and we wake up and it's another day. We don't know what God will bring us in that new day. And so we think of this day in history. Things changed. Well, every day in history things change. But these are the days when we can point to an event that we can see. God can see. God can see everything that's changing in every one of our lives all the time and knows what the ramifications of all those decisions and all those events and all those things are going to be. And He takes even the worst things and makes of them something awesome. I see the pictures of the monuments that have risen up around the country memorializing the people who were lost. And I'm touched. Those people died. Those people gave their lives for me. They were victims of a horrible crime. On the one hand, we think, how could God let such things happen? But God didn't make that happen. People did. What God made happen was the response, the outpouring of love, of power, of strength, of waking up a country to things they needed to do in the world. Pointing us in a new direction, showing us a new way, showing us things that we needed to deal with. I don't know what 9/11 will look like to my great-grandchildren, children who aren't even born yet. But I know it will be remembered just as December 7th was remembered, just as all those moments where the world turned will be remembered. And those people who are Christians will look at them as God's great works. Because in those moments, the greatness of God and the greatness of our country become apparent. See, those people would never have attacked us if they had not thought we were weak. They would never have attacked us if they had not thought they could gain some advantage. They would not have attacked us had they not thought that they could hurt us. But just when you stub your toe or get stung by a bee or something else happens that hurts, often those things lead us to act in such a way, to understand in such a way that we get stronger or smarter or we learn from our pain. We learn from our mistakes. We learn from the things that people do to us and we get better. God did a great work to free the Israelites from Egypt. In His great work, He destroyed people, animals, chariots, an army. Changed history. What if the Israelites had decided a generation before that they were just all going to move to Israel? there wouldn't have been the opportunity for God to show His power. What if they'd all gone home after the famine was over? But they didn't do that. They stayed in Egypt. We don't know what the ramifications of what we do today will be. We don't know what the end products of the events that have gone on in the last 10 years will be, but we know that we're stronger. We know that we're smarter. We know that we are capable of defending ourselves against threats that we couldn't have even imagined 10 years ago. Where will we be 10 years from now? Where will we be 100 years from now? None of us can know, but God knows. He knows all the possibilities, and He guides us, if we let Him, into a wonderful new world. Without the Exodus, there could have been no entrance to the Promised Land. Without the attack, there could have been no victory over terrorism. Without the, well, you know what I'm saying. Terrible things happen. I'm not trying to make them better. But I believe in God. I believe in His power. I believe that He has the ability to take even the most terrible of things and make them into good things. Look at how much more we value our rescuers and our firefighters today when 10 years ago, perhaps we took them much more for granted. Look at how much more we value the simple freedoms. I don't even want to go on an airplane anymore. I don't want to be, I don't want to deal with the, you know, insults to your person that you have to go through to get on an airplane anymore. The world has changed. And yet, I know that God has become even more important to me in this changed world. We have come to realize that no matter how smart or how strong or how powerful we think we are, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. We don't know how people are going to treat us. We don't know which way things will go. We'll have to struggle. We'll have to hurt. We'll stub some more toes and we'll get stung by some more bees and we'll have more people attack us and we'll have to deal with more disasters. All those things will continue to happen. But as all those things happen, God is still doing His great work in each of us, in our country, and all those people who love Him around the world.